Good morning, everybody, and thanks for inviting me here. I would like to thank Giovanni and all my friends. I hope I won't disappoint you, although it's a bit hard to talk after two great masters of triage. I divided my part into two parts, my presentation into two parts. First of all, I'll talk about the GFT, how it was created, and secondly, I'll talk about the model, and then, if there is time, I will talk about the situation in Italy as this group is well distributed over the whole territory. Triage came about in the 80s or 90s in Italy. That's when we started, and we had to sort out patients. With the usual 20-year delay, we had the same problem as they had in the U.S., which led to the creation of triage. This overcrowding and emergency department increase in mortality rate, but the situation is now hasn't changed that much. These are the data on the state of health of our country, issued by the Minister for Public Health, and the admission to emergency department of 23 million followed by only 1.4% of admission to hospital. 1 citizen out of 4 goes to the first aid, to the emergency department. Not all of us do go, but some may go there more times, so they make the average rise. I'm sorry about the computer, but we had some problems. Anyway, we failed the problem. I had no idea what triage meant. I had something to do with grinding, because in Italian is tritare, triage. Anyway, we try and we decided to devise some ways to manage this situation. We had the so-called admission nurses, or we talked about healthcare filter. But anyway, also in Italy, as it happened in other countries, there was this need, and the whole emergency team felt the need of managing, of sorting out patients. In the 80s, we developed acuity codes, or severity codes. But the idea of the code was quite smart, because in the past you would years ago you would enter the first aid, and whenever you called patients, I was taught when you call patients, you just look around, look at the people, and choose and pick up the one who is more severe in your eyes. That's a kind of a sorting out selection we would do. In 1996, we had the first guidelines on triage to implement a law decree that is the same that established the 118, but emergency starts on the road and ends with the discharge from emergency department. So we had to invent something about triage. In San Marino, a number of hospitals, healthcare facilities met together and decided to discuss how to organize this triage, because in the past it was based on goodwill and intuition, but now it was mandatory by law, so there has to be triage. The group was quite successful as it created the triage training group. This is what GFT stands for. And this group gathered knowledge, skills, scientific knowledge, and tried to create something, to adopt common criteria, at least for these six hospitals which were doing something. And they put together a sort of model, although it was no real model. So this triage training group decided to contact other colleagues, so much so that it extended to the whole of Italy. secret that is in touch with all regions and therefore somehow represents the Italian situation or is a privileged observatory. So what does this group do? Essentially training. You have some figures here. This group organizes residential classes. And it also organizes events and meetings. For instance, the events organized in Triage, some of the foreign guests here were in Turin as well. And this is where we said, let's compare our experience to see what happened overseas, for instance. As to the publications, there's a website, as usual, as everybody has one. And we published quite a few articles on specialized magazines. And most of all, this group publishes two books, which one is a reprinting of the other. One is Nursing Triage in the Emergency Department, and the other one is Nursing Triage. This is not, it is a sort of a handbook providing indications, and GFT is a catalyst. It collects things around and tries to disseminate among professionals, because physicians or in the emergency department, nurses, physicians, technicians are all considered equal. So triage, because triage is something that involves the whole emergency department, with all professionals in there, therefore nurses and physicians discuss together to put together both the experience and the scientific evidence to set up an efficient model. And GFT provided its contribution to draw up the latest guidelines on triage, and many members of GFT are also active at regional level. So what is this model we have worked out? I don't like to call it a GFT model, so we call it global triage, evoking the English definition, global triage. So where does it come from? It comes from two things, actually. A review of the foreign literature. In those days, it was only foreign literature. There was nothing in Italy but something about the Acuity Code by Baldi. The two major references are here, the ENA and the Manchester Triage Group. That was a reference point for the whole of Europe. But we wanted to integrate this with our field experience. Italy is somewhat weird, is somewhat a different story. But we saw that there was a need of mediation between the two things. We could grab, say, models. I don't like so much just to take model and apply them, but they had to be adjusted to reality. But for instance, you may need equipment, but most of all, we must try and put together a model which is no theory, but something practical that enables us to start at least working in a given way. Then we took from the literature what was available, like assessment methodologies, or the way to collect data quickly, or to make a medical history. And then we need to consider clinics, and we need to understand which are the symptoms, the signs, to assess the risk the patient is at. And then front office, and then it's how to manage stress in stressful situations. And then the nursing tools, because the first law was issued in a moment that was very favorable to nurses, and it said triage is the task of nurses. That was quite considerable as we were discussing the role of physicians on duties. And so we started with research not only in the literature but also researching other experiences, other results achieved. It is also based on experience and most of all on the feasibility, applicability of things in order to do something which was no fried air, but something really that could be done. So this is the model. So the objectives are just the same as those of the mythical ENA textbook, the triage in emergency department. It wishes to define a triage system, and there are a number of things that I will describe later on. As for the triage process, our system, you're familiar with it, is divided into four stages. First site, say, assessment. On the door assessment, sorry. On the door assessment, that is, you have, first of all, you have to do a very quick kind of selection. So you have a B, C, D model. And we added also another point, a general aspect, the feeling that a nurse should have, like a sort of a sixth sense. It's enough for an experienced nurse to understand that that patient may need special investigation, special analysis more than others. So on the door, there is a first triage. I call it triage and triage. Either I let the patient in because he's got a very clear problem, or I take him inside and I do a more careful workup before other patients. Then you collect data and assess data. And this is where we insisted a lot on methodology, because if you skip some steps, you may end up with a non-complete work and you may end up causing severe damages. Somebody said how important the triage, the role of a triage nurse is. And so subjective assessment, the subjective, these all data are mediated by the subjectivity of a nurse. So first of all, you need to identify the major symptoms, the current event, assessment of pain, assessment of related associated symptoms, past historic family medical history. And in our book, we propose some tools which we did not invent but are taken from the literature in order to adopt a systematic approach. QRC for pain, TESTA for the medical history and so on. Objective assessment, that's a collection of objective data, for instance, blood pressure, observed data, the way the patient looks, measured data, vital signs, and then other data that is with the targeted physical investigation. And so we took from the literature this ABCD approach, which is somewhat more careful, and it goes all the way to H. So you see you have many aspects of that. We don't do that to all patients because there is no time to do that, but we carry on until the major symptom is confirmed, until I'm sure that the patient really has what I thought in the beginning, and if, and it's and he, his, her acuity level is such that it's the one that corresponds to a given code. As to the triage decision, we suggest four levels of acuity, although I myself invented the fifth one that I will talk about it later. So we believe that we need to have a coding system, and it must, according to given criteria, and then it depends on the operating unit to apply this code, this approach, and it's in the various situations. The structure of emergency department is extremely varied in Italy. They're not all alike. So red code, there is a life-threatening situation. Yellow code, the patient is potentially at risk of losing his life, and there is a threat of losing one of these vital functions. Green code, the patients do need medical services, but he or she may wait. And white code is a pathology that is no emergency, so these patients can just wait. Nothing happens if they wait before they are seen by a doctor. Another special trait of the global triage is that the acuity code is affected by triage protocols, which are very similar to Manchester triage system. They're not predefined, but they apply criteria. So in the triage nurse must consider some other elements, which may vary. For instance, age, gender, handicap, the management of the waiting room, there are situational codes. Another variant is a kind of hospital. For instance, an emergency department in my hospital, which is a specialized emergency department, we cannot. For instance, give all people with a trauma a green code, because then we would have an overcrowding of green codes. So if in an emergency department with a particular specialization, so you need to consider that too. And finally, the triage nurses' experience and preparation training affect the determination of the acuity code. I'm not saying this is correct, but it's something we need to bear in mind, both in providing training and in applying the procedures. And then there is a reassessment. There's a waiting room, and I saw how waiting rooms in Italian hospitals change. There are pictures on the wall, so we need to pay a little bit of attention to those poor patients who are sitting there and waiting. If you've been waiting there for 1 hour and a half, you start being a bit anxious, a bit bored, a bit afraid. So you need to have nurses in the triage area, and they must keep an eye on patients waiting. We believe that it is really strategic, at least in Italy, not to give any timing. For instance, I saw people who said half an hour for yellow code and 5 minutes for green code. But a yellow code, if it hasn't been seen for 10 minutes, the triage now should go and check the patient, because his or her conditions might change in a short time, or the triage nurse just walks past this patient and may get the feeling that that patient should be reassessed. So it's very important to reassess patients while they are waiting, or the patient may feel the need of telling us something has changed. So let's apply the first rule. Everything is true until the contrary is proven. So we felt the need of giving clear indications as to the documentation of triage. There are two elements: protocols or guidelines or procedures, whatever you want to call them. I tend to call them protocols. I think it's the best definition. They must be updated to the present, to the current scientific evidence. For instance, if having cardiopathy in the family is a risk factor, we got to consider that. Protocols must be shared and based on reality, considering also scientific evidence. They must be approved by the management of the service. This is what the law provides for. We have a legal constraint, and they must be periodically reviewed, because maybe a protocol is fine, but a number of things change, like a user or the structure. And within assessment protocols, in protocols, there may be also the therapeutic protocol. Triage card. That's a crucial element if you want to apply global triage. In the model, there is a definition of the minimum requirements that must be met. The minimum criteria in a triage card. There's no point in having a card. It takes 15 minutes to be filled out while the patient is waiting. But there are some things that can't be avoided. Triage. But there are also some criteria to implement triage, because to have triage in a given way, you need to have a hole where the patient can be stripped off. So a number of criteria regarding the physical environment, technological resources. For instance, ECG should be available. These criteria must be borne in mind whenever you plan a triage system. There must be both human and material resources. Triage is carried out properly by well-trained nurses who are well-motivated, and their training education developed certain skills and certain competences. There must be also good strategic organization. For instance, all nurses must take shifts and be a triage nurses. Just said he's got to talk even faster. I don't know how fast he can talk. Anyway, do you need to? There must be a verification control system. It must be shared by all operators. There must be few but significant indicators, and then there is a whole issue of over assessment or under assessment. Quite often, you divide pathologists by color code, and that's it. But one should also consider whether the triage nurse complied with the triage criteria. And then there must be also the monitoring of critical events. We know how complicated our healthcare situation is, so certain things should not occur. If they do occur, we need to provide for a number of things. So our model is focused on the operator, and the operator is at the center. He has a special training in triage. The operator has special skills, acquires knowledge, has protocols, procedures available, the whole organized system. He has all her colleagues, physicians. At the end of the day, it's he or she who must make the final choice, considering the clinical case, the situation. That's why it is important to concentrate our work and effort on the operator. That's why we insist on training. That's a winning strategy. Training should be focused on many aspects. All the efforts required by, for instance, methodology. We need to have a reference model, codes, assessment methods, tools to be used, legal constraints, legal aspects, and then clinical aspects. Quite often we forget that in order to assess a patient, we need to understand symptoms, internal procedures, which must meet organizational needs without forgetting the theoretical reference models, and then relational aspects. That is, you've got to establish a relation, and so there must be training on human relations. There is also ongoing training, ongoing education, which is easy to say and hard to do, hard to provide. I won't linger on this. The understanding protocol signed by the state and the regions that adopt these recommendations. I think for many things we are quite ahead, but there is still the problem of the single physician in charge, single. But also in terms of laws, these principles have been widely and thoroughly accepted. Has two advantages. Well, first of all, it's a global, holistic approach to patients, to the patients, the family, and the situation. It is possible to verify what has been done, and then the system is based on sharing criteria, on giving criteria to provide solution. It creates a good level of sharing and motivation. As the disadvantages, disadvantage is the kind of the application and partial application of the model. I mean, nobody really applies the whole model properly. So there's a sort of a certain approximation of this. Sometimes we look at the model at the activities, and there was a sort of mismatch. So the model says these are the major important things that must be applied. As to these others, you can adjust them to your needs. The high discretionality in decision of the operator requires professional skills and competence. There is a very room for personal interpretation of things. Doing triage in this way, this kind of triage requires time and resources. And we know how time is limited in emergency situations. We need human and material resources that are appropriate in terms of quality and quantity. Today, triage in Italy. Well, a couple of words very quickly. He keeps saying, I'm going to go fast. He's going so fast. So the Turin Congress, for the first time, put together a number of situations, tried to see what was the state of the art. The major problem is that there are many situations, many different kinds of triage, so there is still a certain confusion, but not so much, because everybody knows what triage is. But what is missing is a single reference model, clear. So what does green code here mean in another city? It may sound trivial, but it's very important. We should have at least one reference model that is clear. So how to approach a patient, 3-4 clear things. There is no uniform training program. The personnel may be well trained, but how has the personnel been trained? How were nurses trained? By reading a textbook or by trying to put together a protocol? This is a major problem we still have. The lack of a national standard. I won't comment on these data. These are the only two regional studies made on triage. Because the first objective is to see how many we are and how we are. So the global triage has been considered as one of the best reference models. But I think we should, when the patient is standing in front of you, we should not rely on ourselves only, rely only on written data or a clinical history. There's one thing I want to draw your attention to. And the research work we did in Piemont, the question was, when there is no triage, what happens if there is no triage system? What happens then? Fortunately, I can guarantee that 100% would answer there is an overall assessment made by the nurses of the waiting room, this of the place where they see patients first. I'll skip this because it's too long and too boring. triage has been helped nurses become more professional. Nurses established protocols, defined strategies, gathered in pooled in regional groups. Now they meet together, discuss, and so it was a way to encourage them to become more professional. There are still many problems to solve, for instance, the time you got to wait to be assessed. We have a wonderful model, and that doesn't work. You can't have a patient waiting for longer than 10 minutes to go to triage. Or there must be a system to do triage within triage. Another problem is the reassessment. In the work we carried out, there's a question saying, do you reassess? Everybody says it's provided for, but it's hard to do. And that's a big problem because it's not the nurse who made a mistake, it's the patient who's changed. But if you have a reassessment, you notice that in time and you may still save the situation. The nurse will not lose his job and the patient will be saved. Now, and then there is another issue that, as Mrs. Windham said this morning, we needed to solve the problem that occurs for it's the problem of those people who come to the emergency department because they can't find the GP, or for but they're not no emergency patients. Then we need to deal conflicts and to cope with stress. You know how tiring, how hard it is to do a triage, and then the other rule, that is respect for the role. Who are you to decide about me? I'm to decide about everything. I'm a physician, I'm a colleague, so I will decide, and so on and so forth. So there is a clear expression of the triage nurse's role, and this role must be recognized by the institution. And then those activities which are not closely related to triage, and they are causing trouble, because if the nurse goes and gets the stretcher, he or she can't do the triage. If he or she is answering the phone, he or she can't do the triage. Another thing I'd like to discuss is the integration of triage with 118. They're all meant part of the same system. But yet, these two systems exist separately. We only need ways to integrate the two of them. And last but not least, we need to carry out significant assessment activities. The region of Piedmont did something quite extraordinary. For instance, they asked for the color codes, and they were all different. But of course, if we have no uniform model, how can we have a uniform color code? Our is an effort to create a model that can be shared and to try and comply with the model we decided to adopt. Triage did help the nursing profession to grow and to develop. It's a great opportunity for nurses who start taking on different roles, and it's also a great opportunity for patients, because we may also be on that side of the situation and therefore draw benefits from a better triage. Thank you.